In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Angad, Amen. Today, we find an invitation and an acceptance. An invitation from our Lord Jesus Christ to a sinner man. Whose work was hated from many people. By the way, there is a chance of confession for you if anyone wants to confess. This sinner man was hated and despised. Was hated from the Jews, as he was working for the sake of the Romans, and was despised by the Romans because he was working unjustly against his people, the Jews. But although his work was bad in both eyes, but in the eyes of the Lord Jesus Christ, it was different. That's why he said, after the things, he went out and sue, and insist on the word sue. When our Lord Jesus Christ sees one, it's not just like us when see here or there. Our Lord Jesus Christ saw Levi, not in the art performance, but in the depth of his heart. That's why when he saw him, he knew that this man will not only leave his sins, not only leave his bad job, not only he lives bad life, but also he would become one of the disciples. And not only that, but he became the writer of the book of St. Matthew. Levi became Matthew, the writer of the gospel to the Jews. And this is the first point. When we see the people, we look at them from out. But when our Lord sees the others or the people, he looks from inside. He does not care about the outside. But he looks at the depth of your heart and whispers in your ears saying, follow me. Many were walking in the streets surround our Lord Jesus Christ. But unfortunately, not many was following him. They were walking with him. They were listening to his teachings. They were surprised of his miracles. They were saturated with the food that he used to give them from time to time, fish and bread or fish and loaves. They were marveling at his power on the nature and the Satans. But in spite of all of that, Not many of them believed in him. Not many of them followed him from their hearts. That's why, unfortunately, although many were walking with him, but under the cross, many denied him. Many said, "Crucify him, crucify him." This is number one. When our Lord Jesus Christ sees you, looks at you, and says, "Follow me, do as Levi did." This is number two. Number two. When our Lord Jesus Christ said to Levi, "Follow me," Levi did three actions. Count with me. Number one, he left all. Number two, he rose up. And number three, he followed him. And this is the right way of following Jesus Christ. Not only to listen, not only to hear, not only to read, but also, number one, to leave all. And we have to stop at this word. What the meaning of he left all? Did he leave his family? No, he did not leave his family. That's why we say, we read that Levi gave him a great feast in his own house. But what did he leave? He left all things that obstacle his following to Jesus Christ. He left the bad job. He left the unjust against the people. He left the past of his life, and he decided to follow our Lord Jesus Christ. That's why one of the important items in the repentance is to leave. If I want to leave, it's not enough for me to regret, not enough for me to feel sorrow. But I have to leave. If I find that a certain place is offensive to me, and I want to repent and follow our Lord Jesus Christ, then I have to cut my leg to this place completely. No means no. But sometimes, unfortunately, we compromise. We say, "Okay, we will go, but we will not do the same things. We will go, but we will not behave like what we did. We will go, but we will not do as the people there do." It's not leaving. If I find that there are sources of the sins caused to me bad thoughts, whatever the thoughts are, and I want to repent, I have to leave. That's why here Levi was very clever and smart and serious in following Jesus Christ, that he left all. So we leave the sources of sins. We leave the offensive things. We leave not only the people who may offend me, not only the places who may offend me, but also any bad thought which does not please the heart of our Lord Jesus Christ. And this is the real repentance. This is the real repentance. That's why when he said he left, he said he left all. All. The repentance cannot be divided. And the repentance is not partially repentance. Either fully repentance or nothing. Left all. Number one, number two, rose up. Rose up is a sign of resurrection. That's why in the previous verse he said, our Lord Jesus Christ saw a tax collector named Levi sitting at the tax office. Then he rose up when he heard the word of our Lord Jesus Christ saying, follow me. He rose up. He rose up. Rose here coming from the word rising. Rising means resurrection. He could have used the word stood, but he did not say that. He said rose up. Rose here is resurrection. Resurrection means I was dead, and then I am risen. That's why he said that he was sitting at the table or at the tax office, and then he rose up. Repentance is transferring from death to life. From death to life. Risen. Rose up. That's why in Luke 15, we hear the father speaking to the elder brother about his younger, the prodigal son, describing him, saying he was dead and he lived. He was lost and we found him. The resurrection is, the repentance is resurrection. Resurrection from death. Because the sin leads me to death. And the repentance leads me to resurrection. Left all, rose up, and followed him. And this is the third word. What's the meaning of following Jesus Christ? When I follow someone, suppose you are walking in the street and you see that a father or mother is walking on the curb and her or his children following him. Following means their eyes are on their father or mother without looking right or left. They put their eyes on their mother. Why? Because they are afraid of losing their way. Following Jesus Christ is looking at his behavior, at his sayings, at his life, and do as he does, imitating him, following him 100%. That's why the word follow does not only mean that we do believe in Jesus Christ. All of us do believe. But are all of us follow the steps of our Lord Jesus Christ completely? Sometimes we say, we cannot do that. He is Jesus. He is God. But he said, follow me, and I will help you to do as I do, or to behave as I did. Following Jesus Christ is asking myself, if our Lord Jesus Christ, in this position, in this situation, what would Jesus do? Then I do. This is the meaning of following. I think I said this experiment one day. They did something to describe how the sheep follow, how the flock of the sheep follow each other. They brought some sheep and they put a table, and then they let the first sheep to cross or to walk. Then the sheep walked, turned around the table and take his way. And then the second one did the same. He turned, following the first one, going after him. The third as well. The fourth as well. And then they moved the table away. The one after turned in the same way, although the table is not there. It was following the previous ones. This is the meaning of following. The sheep was going in the same way all the time, although they moved the table. This is the following. If we want to follow our Lord Jesus Christ, we have to put our eyes on him. When we put our eyes on our Lord Jesus Christ, we will not lose our way whatsoever. On the contrary, we may perform miracles. How? Look at St. Peter, who confessed our Lord Jesus Christ, as we heard at the Synaxarium today, that he is Christ, the living God. St. Peter walked on the water. When he was looking at our Lord Jesus Christ, he was looking at the Lord Jesus Christ, and he was walking on the water of the lake or of the sea. But when he looked around him in the water, he started to drown. And he cried out, asking the help of our Lord Jesus Christ. If we want to follow our Lord Jesus Christ, we need to pray as he prayed. We need to read his words, to eat his words in the Bible. Not only to read the Bible, but to eat it, to live it, to practice whatever he asked us in the Bible to do. If we want to follow him as he fasted, we fast. As he served, we serve. As he loved, we love. He was famed as the lover of the tax collectors and the sinners. As the Pharisees complained to the disciples, how come that your master may eat with the tax collectors and the sinners? He was the lover of the tax collectors and the sinners. He did not come for the people who are well. This is what he said. Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. He is the lover of the sinners. He is the lover of everyone. If I want to follow him, I have to fill my heart with love towards everyone, not only those who love me, but also those who do not. Not only those who serve me, but also those who try to do the opposite. That's why Levi, in his repentance, was a great man. And that's why Levi, who was tax collector, became one of the active disciples of our Lord Jesus Christ. And to assure the meaning of left all, rose up, follow, our Lord Jesus Christ said two examples. Do not put piece from a new garment on an old one. This is number one. And do not put new wine into old wineskins. This is number two. What's the meaning of that? If I want to repent, I cannot put some new on some old. Let what I put, all of it, new. That's why in Psalm 50, every hour, 7 hours a day, we say, a new heart create in me. 7 times a day, new heart. Yes. The repentance is renewing, fully renewing. We cannot put old on new. We cannot go forward in our spiritual path while we still keep some sins or some bad habits or something which may obstacle and delay my repentance. That's why our Lord Jesus Christ today is calling to everyone, inviting everyone to follow him really from all his heart. And who has ears, let him hear. النهاردة في دعوة جميلة جدا دعاها ربنا يسوع المسيح لواحد كان من العشارين المشهورين، والعشارين كانوا مكروهين من اليهود، محتقرين من الرومان. والحقيقة مش مرة واحدة ولا اللي بنقرأ فيها أن المسيح قال للحد اتبعني. في ناس كتير المسيح قال لهم اتبعني، بس لاوي كان من الشاطرين جدا اللي تبعوا يسوع. مرة من المرات المسيح قال للواحد اتبعني، قال له طيب بس اسمح لي أروح أودع أهلي واجي. قال له حبيبي ليس أحد يضع يده على المحراث وينظر إلى الواء يصلح لملكوت السموات، خليك على مهلك بقى. وقال لي تاني اتبعني، قال له اروح بس ادفن ابويا، يعني اقعد مع ابويا لما يموت ادفنه، يعني اخدم ابويا لغايه ما يموت ادفنه واجي وراه. قال له تعالى انت ماشي ورايا ودع الموتى يدفنون موتاهم. لو انت عايز تتبعني مفيش حاجه تعطلك، ما تقوليش بيتك هيعطلك، ما تقوليش هقعد مع ابويا واقعد اعمله بعدين ابقى اجي لك امشي وراك، دي مش تبعيه ليا، ما ينفعش. ياما المسيح قال للناس انهم يتبعوه، لكن مش كل الناس سمعوا الكلام. من الناس الشاطرين جدا اللي سمعوا الكلام لاوي بتاع النهاردة، ومن الناس الشاطرين جدا أيضا اللي كان لهم اشتياق برضو رئيس للعشرين اللي هو زكا. والمسيح قال له اليوم انزل، ينبغي أن يكون اليوم في بيتك. ولكن لاوي عمل ثلاث حاجات مهمين، أنه ترك كل شيء وقام وتابع المسيح. والترك هنا أحبائي مهم جدا، مش كفاية أني أندم على خطيتي، لازم أسيب خطيتي. ومش كفاية أني أندم على الخطية وأفضل قاعد في رباطات الخطية. عشان كده الكنيسة في صلاة التحليل الكاهن يقول له اقطع كل خطايانا، ولا بيقول ايه؟ اقطع كل رباطات. الرباطات اهم من الخطية، الرباط اهم من الخطية، لان الرباط هو اللي هيشدك. واحد من الاباء وصفه بانه عامل زي ما تجيب عصفورة كده وتربط رجلها بفتلة ولا بدبارة كده صغير، وبعدين تمسك الدبارة من الناحية التانية، واخد بالك، وتسيب العصفورة ايه؟ تطير. العصفورة تطير لغاية لما تشد الدبارة تروح وقع تاني على بوزك. هو ده الرباط. الرباط هو اللي بيوقعني. ايه الفايدة اني ابطل الخطية ولسه بروح الاماكن اللي فيها خطية وانا عارف ان فيها خطية؟ ايه الفايدة اني اندم على اني شفت مناظر معثرة وبرضه روح تاني اتفرج على موفيز معثرة؟ ايه الفايدة ان انا افتح الكمبيوتر والاقي حاجات باد فيري باد وارجع تاني افتح الكمبيوتر؟ ايه الفايدة ان انا اندم جدا على ان مثلا بدخن وانا لسه بدخن؟ هي دي توبة؟ او بشرب وانا لسه بشرب، او بلعب قمار وانا لسه بلعب قمار، او بروح القهوة اشرب شيشة وانا لسه بروح القهوة اشرب شيشة؟ توبة ايه دي؟ ترك كل شيء. ترك يعني ترك، توبة يعني ترك، توبة يعني حياة جديدة، توبة يعني هو ذا الأشياء القديمة قد مضت، كل شيء أصبح جديد، هي دي التوبة. إنما توبة أقول أنا ندمان، أنا زعلان من نفسي، وأروح أعترف أنا عملت وعملت وعملت خلاص وارجع تاني. توبة يعني كنت بكذب ما بكذبش، واعرف اني هعمل حساب لكل كلمة، هقدم حساب لكل كلمة بطالة تخرج من فمي، اعمل حسابي. توبة يا جماعة يعني ترك، ترك، اسيب، سيب. عشان كده زكى ساب الجباية، ولاوي ساب مكان بتاع العشرين، والسامرية تركت جرتها، والمجدلية سابت حياتها، ما كل دول، والمرأة الخاطية ما رجعتش تاني. ما هي ترك، ما هي نترك يا نفضل قاعدين، وبعد ما نقعد شهر ونعترفش، وبعد الشهر نرجع نقول لأبونا مقدمة، أبونا بص فاكر اللي أنا قلت لك الشهر اللي فات كله بالنص زي ما هو. طب زي ما هو، طب أنت عملت إيه؟ طب فين التوبة اللي توبتها؟ ممكن تقول أني حاولت وجهدت وربنا قواني في كذا، لكن أنا ضعفت في كذا، لكن هي لستة، يبقى أنا ما تربتش حاجة، يبقى أنا ما توبتش، يبقى أنا بعترف بس مش بتوب، declaring لكن مش repentance. ترك. نمرة اتنين قام، وقام هنا جاية بمعنى risen، rose up مش stood، يعني قيامة من الموت، لأن الخطية موت وأجرة الخطية موت. ولازم نعرف يا أحبائي إن ما فيش كومبرومايز عند ربنا مع الإنسان الذي يظل في خطاياه دون أن يتوب. ما فيش كومبرومايز، إما هنعيش كما يحق لإنجيل المسيح ونورث الملكوت، وإما هنعيش حياة بين البنين شوية كده وشوية كده مش هتنفع. القيامة يعني قيامة من الموت. أعرف شيئا واحدا أني كنت أعمى والآن أبصر. الأب قال ابنه الكبير عن الصغير إنه كان ميتا فعاش وكان ضالا فوجد. نمرة ثلاثة فولو، أتبعه أتبعه. يا سلام على التسبحة، التسبحة فيها حتة جميلة قبل المجمع أولها كده، يعني نتبعك بكل قلوبنا. أتبعك يعني أتبعك بقلبي، أتبعك وأنا ماشي وراك على طول، زي ما قلنا كده التجربة بتاعت الخراف اللي ماشي ورا بعضها. خرافي تسمع صوتي وتتبعني، أنا أخرج خرافي وأمضي وهي ورائي. خرافي سمع صوت المسيح، خراف المسيح سمع صوت المسيح وتميزه من بين ملايين أصوات العالم، ملايين. صوت المسيح يبقى مميز في قلبك ومميز في ودنك، وإلا هتمشي وراء تيارات ما هياش كويسة في العالم، والتيار اللي مش كويس في العالم هيؤدي بي إلى حياة مش كويسة، ومش هيديني نمو في الروح، ومش هيديني حياة مستقيمة مع المسيح، ومش هيديني ميراث الملكوت حتى ولو كنت مدعو، لأن كثيرون يدعون وقليلون ينتخبون. ناس كتيرة دعاهم المسيح بس مش الكل مشي وراه. احنا عايزين نمشي وراك يا ربي، نمشي وراك. من 15 سنة كده ولا 10 سنين واد من ولادنا كده جاب يجي 30-40 بريسلت، شاب كده مكتوب عليها WWJD What would Jesus do، وراح موزعها على كل الولاد والبنات اللي في سنه، كلهم لبسوها. قال لهم ايه، احنا نبص في البريسلت دي ونسأل نفسنا لما نروح في اي حتة كده ونتعرض لمشكلة، أبص للبريسلت وأقول المسيح هيعمل إيه في الحتة دي وأعمل. هو ده التبعية للمسيح، تبعية للمسيح أنك تعمل زي ما المسيح عمل. ما تقوليش ده ما ربنا، ربنا اللي قال أحب أعداءكم، لا تحب عدوك. على رأي الأسبوع اللي فات لما كنا في القداسات بتاعة صيام العذراء وقال لهم فيكم حد بيحب حسني مبارك، كلهم قالوا لا. قلت لا غلط، كلنا لازم نحبه، ده إنسان بس نكره أعماله الشريرة، هو اللي معاه خرب الدنيا صح. لكن كشخص نحن نحب أعداءنا ونصلي من أجله، حتى اللي بيأذيك تحب، حتى اللي مش بيحبك تحب. ليه؟ لأنه قال اتبعني. مدام قال اتبعني تبقى تمشي وراه حيثما إيه يمضي. ربنا يملأ قلبنا بالحب الحقيقي ويخلي توبتنا توبة ما فيهاش، ولا مؤاخذة في الكلمة اللي جاية تزعلوش مني، ما فيهاش ترقيع. ما تجيبش توب قديم وترقعه بأوضة بحتة جديدة، لا مش هينفع. يقول لك مش ماتشنج، مش هيمشي ده مع ده. زمان كانوا فيه الرفة، عارفين الرف؟ القدام عارفينه لكن الصغيرين مش عارفينه. ده في محلات للرف، قطع التوب توديك يرفهولك رفية. دلوقتي بطلوه خلاص. الرفة دي ما تنفعش في التوبة حتى لو موجودة. الرفة دي ما تنفعش في التوبة، ده ترقيع. ارمي وابتدي من جديد. قلبا نقيا اخلقه في الله وروحا مستقيما جدده في أحشائي. اللي عايز يعيش مع المسيح يجدد حياته، يجدد تصرفاته، يجدد مبادئه، يجدد أفكاره، يجدد عيشته، ويكون صادق مع نفسه ويقول الحاجة اللي تتعبني وتبعدني عن المسيح أرفضها مهما تكن، أرفضها مهما كان التمن. هي دي التبعية للمسيح. ربنا يدينا كل نعمة وكل بركة لنتبعه بكل قلوبنا ونخافه حتى نرث ملكوته الأبدي. له المجد من الآن وإلى الأبد. أمين.